Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, Apple has announced that beta spatial persona support is coming to Apple Vision Pro starting today. The feature expands on the existing persona feature of Vision Pro, but with an even more human-like experience. Apple explains that spatial personas allow Vision Pro users to break out of the FaceTime tile and feel even more present, like they are gathered in the same physical space. The spatial persona feature was first showcased at WWDC last year, but it hasn't been available until now. The feature allows you to move around, interact, collaborate, and make eye contact with other Vision Pro users to enjoy shared virtual experiences. Spatial personas feature a transparent background and are able to show things like body language and hand gestures for, again, a more lifelike, human-like experience. The feature is available now for all Apple Vision Pro users running VisionOS 1.1 or later. Users will see the option to enable spatial personas during FaceTime calls with other Vision Pro users. But even though it's available to everyone, Apple does say that it's technically still in beta. Next up, we talked yesterday about Apple's plans for iOS 18 and iPadOS 18 device compatibility. Now we've seen our first rumor about watchOS 11 compatibility, and it looks like Apple has a pretty big change coming. This week's rumor says that watchOS 11 will run on the Apple Watch Series 5 and later, which would mean that 2018's Apple Watch Series 4 would no longer be supported beyond watchOS 10. As a refresher, watchOS 9 in 2022 dropped support for the Apple Watch Series 3. watchOS 10 last year did not drop support for any Apple Watch models. And again, this year it looks like watchOS 11 might drop support for the Series 4. This all brings up an interesting point. Apple Watch Series 4 and Series 5 basically have the same processor. This makes it a little bit weird that Apple would drop the Apple Watch Series 4 with watchOS 11, but maintain support for the Apple Watch Series 5, even though they seem basically the same CPU and GPU. Also interesting is that the rumors say that watchOS 11 won't include any groundbreaking major changes for the Apple Watch. Instead, the expectation is that it will be a relatively minor upgrade following the more significant changes that came as part of watchOS 10 last year. We expect watchOS 11 to be announced in just 2 months at WWDC, at which point we'll learn more about new features and, perhaps more importantly, device compatibility. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. With an easy Safari extension that can be installed with a single click, Capital One Shopping applies the best available discount code across over 100,000 retailer websites. Start saving today and add the Safari extension or Chrome extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, Apple has released iOS 17.5 Beta 1, ending a roughly month-long gap with zero beta releases from Apple. There are a few interesting things worth talking about here, one of the most notable being that iPadOS 17.5 hints at a new squeeze gesture for an upcoming new Apple Pencil model. We've talked at length about the expectations for a new iPad Pro and iPad Air, and one of the rumors that often accompanies those expectations is a rumor about a new Apple Pencil 3. Multiple pieces of evidence found in the code of the first iPadOS 17.5 beta point to a new gesture called squeeze for an Apple Pencil update. The code indicates that the gesture can be used for quick interactions such as adding shapes, signatures, stickers, or a text field to a document. You'd basically just press on the Apple Pencil surface to trigger whatever task was assigned to the gesture in that moment. In many ways, it sounds similar to the force sensor of the AirPods Pro, which allows you to squeeze the stem to play or pause content. As it stands right now, the Apple Pencil second generation only supports a double tap gesture to switch between different tools in certain apps. So this suggests that this new squeeze gesture referenced in iPadOS 17.5 is for an unreleased Apple Pencil third generation. Earlier this year, 9to5Mac also found evidence of Apple Pencil support in the Find My app, which again, currently there's no Apple Pencil model that can be tracked via the Find My network. Other than that change, in iPadOS 17.5, iOS 17.5 Beta 1 enables support for installing apps directly from a developer's website. Apple announced this new web distribution feature last month as part of its efforts to comply with the Digital Markets Act in the EU. While iOS 17.5 Beta 1 lays the groundwork for this feature, there currently aren't any developers offering their apps via the new web distribution model. We don't expect this to change until iOS 17.5 is released to the general public in May. The beta also includes a few small design changes throughout iOS. In the Apple Books app, Apple has redesigned the reading goal icon in the top navigation bar. In the Settings app, there's a new icon for passkeys. And the podcast widget has been updated on the home screen to have a new dynamic color that changes based on the artwork of the podcast you're currently listening to. Whether Apple has more changes planned for iOS 17.5 beyond what was launched this week remains to be seen, but the focus is clearly on the European Union, where Apple continues to adapt to the Digital Markets Act being enforced by the European Commission. We expect iOS 17.5 to be released to the general public in mid to late May, before WWDC in June. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Be sure to check out 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.